Welcome to The Daily Decrypt, the go-to podcast for all things cybersecurity. Get ready to decrypt the complexities of cyber safety and stay informed. Stand at the frontier of cybersecurity news, where every insight is a key to unlocking the mysteries of the digital domain. Your voyage through the cyber news vortex starts now.
Good morning and welcome back to the Daily Decrypt. Today is February 9th and I'm your host today, Dojaspan, and I'll be guiding you on today's cyber news journey. First up, we have an article reporting a malicious LastPass application in the Apple App Store that could harm users who aren't careful. Next up, the U.S. State Department is offering rewards of up to $10 million for information leading to the arrest of the Hive ransomware group's leadership. Finally, we'll look at critical infrastructure and the problems caused by hackers with ties to certain nation states who attack important systems and services. Our first article from Dark Reading spotlights a critical alert. LastPass warns on password app discovery in Apple App Store. LastPass is alerting users about a fraudulent version of its app that has been discovered on the Apple App Store, which is posing a significant threat to digital security. A deeper inspection uncovers red flags, misspellings in its description, and doubtful developer credentials. The fake app matches the real LastPass in branding and interface. However, there are other warning signs as well. There are a lot less user ratings for the fake app, which is listed under the developer name Parvati Patel, in contrast to the real app, which is built by LogMeIn. Even though LastPass hasn't said what exactly is at risk, it's safe to assume that entering passwords into this app can cause data theft or personal information compromise. LastPass has taken this very seriously, noting on their blog that they're working to have the fraudulent app removed from the Apple App Store. How can anybody recognize these phony applications? Now you got to keep an eye out for the discrepancies. What was mentioned earlier are misspellings in its description, and always pay attention to the developer. Pay attention to the reviews and look for cues that it might be faked reviews. What happens if you've already downloaded it? If that is the case, make sure you uninstall the program right away and take into consideration any sensitive information that you've already stored in this password manager and go the extra route of changing any passwords. This incident highlights the significance of staying vigilant online at all times, even when utilizing reputable sites such as, well, any of the app stores. Keep yourself informed about security alerts and always verify the content. I really like this next one, and it's brought to us by Bleeping Computer. And it goes into a great U.S. government initiative. They are offering $10 million for tips on the Hive ransomware group's leadership. Now, Hive ransomware is a major threat organization that has extorted over $100 million from more than 1,300 companies across 80 countries in just over a year and a half. That is astronomical in such a short time frame. You might not know what the term ransomware is, but it refers to malicious software that encrypts all the files and then demands payment to decrypt them. As a result, the U.S. Department of State has offered substantial initiatives for information that can lead to the capture or apprehension of prominent figures within the Hive group. Leaders from the Hive group can get you $10 million, while participants, you're just going to have to settle for that $5 million if you turn them in. These rewards are a part of the Transnational Organized Crime Rewards Program, which has paid over $135 million for tips since 1986. This disclosure is a result of an FBI-led worldwide operation which agents gained access to Hive servers, monitored the company's operations in secret, and provided victims with decryption keys. The $130 million ransom demand was averted by this action. You might be wondering, what impact does this have on you? For the average user, this is still a risk, but you're not likely to get targeted by a sophisticated actor like Hive. Now, I do know that there are several people that have been impacted by ransomware. They'll get a hold of your computer, encrypt it, and hold it for ransom, which in any case, make sure you're backing up your data, anything that's sensitive. Store it in the cloud if you can. If you understand encryption, make sure you are encrypting it in transit. And reach out to your friendly neighborhood cybersecurity professional if you need any help. This highlights the ongoing battle against cybercrime and the importance of international cooperation and public assistance in tackling these complex threats. Now, what do you think? You going to see if you can get out on the dark web and find some of these leaders and turn them in and get that cash in that money? I wish it was that easy. Then we're going to wrap it up with an article from the Hacker News titled "Chinese Hackers Operate Undetected in U.S. Critical Infrastructure for Half of a Decade." The U.S. government has uncovered that a Chinese state-sponsored hacking group known as Vault Typhoon has been covertly embedded in critical U.S. infrastructure networks for the last 5 years. This includes sectors like communications, energy, transportation, and water systems. Unlike typical espionage, Vault Typhoon's operations hint at preparing for potential disruptive activities. Their approach involves pre-positioning on IT networks that control physical functions. This alarming information was released in a joint advisory by key U.S. agencies, CISA, NSA, and FBI, and supported by the Five Eyes Intelligence Agency. They are utilizing a method which is known as living off the land to stay unnoticed. It involves utilizing the systems. Think of living off the land in cybersecurity like a spy blending into a foreign country. Instead of wearing a distinctive uniform, the spy is going to dress exactly like the locals. They're going to make sure that they can speak the language and speak it just like the locals, and of course follow the customs. They don't want to stand out. This way, the spy can move around unnoticed, gathering whatever information without raising suspicion. In the digital world, hackers use this strategy by utilizing the regular tools and features of a computer system to carry out their attacks, blending in with normal activities to avoid detection. It's a stealthy approach that uses the environment to their advantage, just like a spy in disguise. Now, another tack that they've used is what is known as proxies, and we're not going to go into that, but it was a lot like the botnets that we've been talking about. They're able to route traffic and bounce in between and hide and so on. This sophistication ultimately allows this group to maintain persistence and just continue to hide in plain sight. What does this imply? Essential services like water and power could be disruptive if they continue to operate within key infrastructure, even if personal gadgets might not be directly targeted. Ultimately, how can such threats be countered? Heightened security, for one, and user awareness. We're all that gateway into a lot of these organizations. Let's say you download that malicious LastPass app, put in your corporate credentials in there, some threat actor group gets a hold of it because they own the application, and then they're selling those credentials on the dark web, and now a group like Vault Typhoon, they're going to go ahead and purchase that, and bam, they got a way in. The ultimate goal of Vault Typhoon is long-term access and, of course, control over these networks. They meticulously work to maintain access and expand their reach within the environment. The report coincides with other reports of pro-China influence campaigns across several countries, highlighting the broad scope of digital espionage and influence operations. That's all I have for you today. Let us know what you think in the comments. Always keen to hear back from the listeners. And if you have any suggestions, feedback, anything about some of the articles that we're discussing or just the format, anything about the show, we'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for tuning in on February 9th. Again, my name is Dojaspan. Have a great day.